Now, the Sunday Spin continues on 720 WGN. Here's Rick Pearson.
Good Sunday morning. Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune here in the WGN Skyline studio. And joining me on the phone is Illinois Senate Republican Leader Bill Brady, Republican from Bloomington. Leader Brady, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Rick, good to be with you. How's the weather in Chicago today?
It's a little chilly right now, but we're going to warm up, get close to 40. So at least you've got all that wind blowing on the prairie down in Bloomington.
Yeah, we still have remnants of snow, so we'll all get a little warmer.
Yes, we're all looking forward to a little bit warmer week. Well, I know things warmed up in Springfield last week because it was the final scheduled 3 days of the fall veto session, and ended with quite the surprise when Democratic Senate President John Cullerton announced that he would be retiring from the chamber in January. He's been a fixture at the State House for 40 years. Was there any inkling this was going to happen?
You know, John had talked a couple of years ago, I think, about potentially the fact that his wife was getting tired of him traveling to Springfield and wanted him to stay at home more. And so I was a little surprised. Some conversations we had led me to believe he may stay through the next mapping process, but he made the decision, good for his family. As he said, there's several ways to leave the legislature, and on your own terms is the best. So my congratulations to him.
Not that we don't have, you know, session for now a break until January, but does that kind of unsettled situation about leadership on the other side of the aisle affect the dynamics going forward with the new spring session?
Well, I think everyone would say the sooner the Democrats can come to their decision, being the majority party, the better they are, the better we are, so we can at least address some of the pressing issues. So they'll do what they need to do to bring themselves to a majority of their members supporting one candidate or another. And I don't think there's a lot of division over there, although there's a lot of people who would be interested in being president of the Senate. A lot of power comes with that position, and it'll be interesting, to say the least, about watching as they jockey for the presidency.
Well, let's talk about what did and didn't happen in the veto session. Certainly, I think the major accomplishment, one that Governor Pritzker had sought, was the consolidation of nearly 650 individual pension funds for police and fire outside the city of Chicago, merging them into two separate funds. And, you know, I had my doubts that this would ever happen, just given the kind of turf wars that exist in those local police and pension boards. And at one point, it did look like it was going to get scuttled when some language was added that the Municipal League opposed. But I think, you know, all in all, this is probably a good positive effect moving forward for those pension funds.
Oh, I think it will be, without a doubt. We've long thought that consolidation, better investment opportunities, will work toward reduce the cost of pensions, which reduces the property tax pressures, as well as leaves more money to support our first responders who are actively working to protect our interests. There may be some, you know, backseat quarterbacking years down as returns change. But overall, the efficiencies, the economies, and the ability. We've worked on this for several years. And there were, as always, you know, the making of legislation is not always pretty. And people try to stick their little things in to get their credit. But at the end of the day, we resolved ourselves to, I think, doing the right thing. And in a bipartisan way for the interest of the entire state. So I was pleased with the outcome.
one thing that didn't happen, and I was amazed, frankly, you know, sometimes when you're in Springfield and in session, you know how there's kind of that news bubble that everybody kind of gets trapped in. But one thing, and in fact, you even received a text this morning about what happened to the Daylight Savings Elimination Bill. That got all kinds of play all over the place.
Funny. I guess it's an important issue to a lot of people. I guess I've lived with going back and forth so often, I don't think that much about it. And,
I mean, seriously, it got all kinds of play up here in Chicago.
Oh, the news media was all over it, even downstate, and it just didn't seem to have any wheels. I haven't really studied the issue. Not that there's an in-depth study. I know there's some federal provisions and so forth.
It's an hour. It's an hour. That's...
Yeah, I know. But I don't know why it didn't move. But some good things did move. You know, I think we Republicans joined our Democratic colleagues in making insulin more affordable. As you said, the pension bill. But there were some things that were very challenging for us this last week. The fact that the Democrats took a partisan position on ethics reform and failed to move measures that we felt were important in terms of cleaning up what's going on in Springfield right now with investigations into Democratic senators' offices and home, indictments of other Democratic senator and representative in the Chicagoland area. So we're trying to do what we can. But I must say, we ended on a very, very sour note with the grab of the Democrats to remove the balance of partisanship in a commission and the failure to call meaningful reforms. So we've got a lot of work to do in this area, and restoring public trust is so important, not only to the people who live here, but attracting businesses and jobs to Illinois.
What you're talking about is this task force, basically, ethics task force to recommend legislation prompted by some of these investigations. I'm not sure exactly what substantive ethics legislation essentially passed, because...
Yeah, really nothing.
Yeah.
We had several initiatives that we thought were good. We introduced 2 weeks ago the opportunity to remove the legislature's ability to stop an investigation by the legislative inspector general, to allow that person to do that on their own. That's been thwarted, at least until next year, as well as other lobbying regulations and rules that we think were important given the state of affairs and the allegations that have been made up in the Chicagoland area.
Well, I mean, certainly, you know, one of the issues that involves a House member, Luis Arroyo, for lobbying local governments, and that seemed to be, you know, a no-brainer legislation to ban that aspect.
And why it was thwarted by the Democrats, I don't know. But gives us some concern about how real they are about reforming the system.
We're speaking with Illinois Republican Senate Leader Bill Brady from Bloomington. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson, the Chicago Tribune. Joining me on the phone is Illinois Republican Senate Leader Bill Brady from Bloomington. Leader, one of the things that had been talked about in advance, I think it was your colleague on the House side, Jim Durkin, described veto sessions as perhaps the most overblown as far as expectations are concerned. But one of the things that had been talked about going in was doing something regarding the issues of vaping and child use of vaping, and obviously amid the concern over the health issues that surround that, and yet nothing got accomplished.
True, and I think Leader Durkin's right. There's a lot of hype about, created by lobbyists and media who are looking for something to talk about because we've been off from the General Assembly for the months of June, July, August, September, and much of October. So there's a lot of things out there, but typically and traditionally those things are dealt with in a more thorough way. As I said, these are important things. Vaping is important, and I think we're trying to wrap our arms around what we need to do here. Education is obviously important. The problems this is creating, particularly amongst our youth, and we're going to have to address this issue. I guess I still go back to the thing that bothers me the most is when you've got members of the General Assembly who are under indictment, who are under investigation, who are under wire. We should have taken a much more thorough look at the corruption and how we handle that, in my opinion. And that should have been something we could have dealt with in veto. Waiting till the latter part of January to begin that discussion anew, I think, it is a missed opportunity.
With the fact of those investigations going on, was there maybe just a reluctance of wanting to do much of anything?
Well, evidently on the part of the Democrats, there was. It certainly wasn't on our part. We wanted a balanced commission to begin studying everything under the sun, but we also felt there were measures that the public deserved to see moved. But there's no question the Democrats control the gavel, and I think this is a problem.
Obviously, as far as the city of Chicago, Mayor Lori Lightfoot looking to try to balance the city budget as well as look for new revenues for future retirement of pension debt. She had looked for changes in casino law, which are never easy. Also looked for a graduated real estate transfer tax. Walked away with nothing.
Yeah, I think she's got some work to do. If she's going to look for help from the governor and the legislature, I think there's some more groundwork that needs to be laid on both sides of the aisle.
What's the problem? Is it communication? Is it lack of prep work? I have a story in the Sunday Tribune where I point out, she said she came quite close, and it's like, well, close doesn't get you there. The batting average is still zero. Obviously, you're in the process. I hear from people in the process, and it just seemed like the prep work for something for the big asks. And these are big asks.
Well, look,
they weren't done.
They are. And look, she didn't create these problems. She's inherited it. She's coming in as a reformer from outside. I would say that some of the folks in her party look at that with a little bit of a jaundiced eye about what that's all about. I think she's got to build some relationships. I think she's trying. She was down in Springfield last week. Maybe been down in Springfield as much as any mayor in such a short period of time. So I'm not saying she doesn't have a game plan. I just think that there's more that needs to be done. And, those of us in downstate who believe Chicago is an important asset to the state of Illinois want to see it succeed and not stand in its way for any political purpose or otherwise. But there's some work that needs to be done. And frankly, this takes me back to another issue that I think are really important. And one of the problems I think Chicago has downstate right now is the gerrymandered maps we have in the state have so lopsided the legislature to the left. And we're seeing more and more talk about dividing the state into Chicago and another state, because I think people are frustrated about the policies that are coming out of Springfield because of the supermajorities that I don't think are reflective of the populace or population of Illinois. That's a problem she's got to deal with too, believe it or not, because, there's a huge anti-sentiment to Chicago downstate. Not that they need all the votes downstate to pass what she wants, but there's a huge anti-Chicago sentiment that makes it difficult for legislators to say anything nice about Chicago. I'm not one of those. I believe that Chicago is a great city, and if not one of the world's greatest cities, in my opinion. But I think there's a PR issue that needs to be dealt with. I think she can deal with it, and I think she needs to. But it comes back to another major initiative of ours to root out what we think is corruption, and that is fair maps. Letting independent bodies draw maps that'll be fairly representative of the makeup of the state, not gerrymander them to give one party a supermajority control and put those policies in place that are out of balance with the balance of the state of Illinois.
Well, typically when Chicago has an ask or a big ask, there are components, be it Chicago support for legislation to help downstate or the suburbs or whatever, that's part of the give and take and the trade-offs that exist. And I mean, it seemed to me that, you know, for example, with the casino bill, to reopen that can of worms and try to alter the taxes, you know, there had to be some kind of equity for everybody in the state in some form of fashion for taxation purposes.
Yeah. And that's why I think it's important that she be given time to develop a relationship on both sides of the aisle. You know, our cities downstate are struggling, too. They have fire and police pensions that are a big burden and prevent them from doing some of the things they want to do. So measures that are more broadly based than just Chicago-centric, I think, will find more success. I'm not saying she's not doing what she needs to do. She had to first come to some agreement within Chicago about what they wanted to go for and then work for that. And we're more than willing to work with her on issues, but realizing that this is a big state that has challenges everywhere and that bringing those as part of the solution, I think, is an important aspect of what we need to do. But, you know, we did that with the Capitol bill, which is, you know, one of my proudest moments of the last session was that we were able to, you know, bipartisan fashion, pass a capital bill that met the interest of the entire state. So big decisions, I think, need to meet the entire interest of the state, and there's some things to learn. But I'm not being critical of Mayor. She didn't create this problem. She inherited it. She's trying to do the best she can with it. And in time, I hope she gets there.
So now legislature's on pause till January, and a lot to look forward ahead as we go into an election year spring session. Illinois Republican Senate Leader Bill Brady, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Rick, thanks, and let's have a good, let's see the Bears do some successful things. I know you're focused on the Blackhawks, but let's not lose sight of the Bears.
Well, there are times where you want to lose sight of the Bears, I'll admit that. Thank you much, Leader Brady.
All right, thank you.